This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. All right, my friends, we are headed into the bathroom for this next story, urinal territory. Ask anybody about urinals and you're likely opening the conversational floodgates, because whether you love them or are a little bit disgusted, chances are you've got an opinion about them. And that brings us to today's installment of our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and leg work.
Mike Dolan listens to our show in Alameda, California, and he asked us this.
So I've always wondered, why do you never see a urinal in a private home? I have a friend who has 4 boys, that's 5 males in a house, and they're constantly flushing toilets and wasting all that water, and it's like, why don't you just get a urinal?
Good question, Mike. We sent Gigi Duban to the men's room for an answer.
Homes with urinals are really hard to find. I asked around and started getting weird little tips, which brought me to this house.
My name is Grace Troncalli. Right now we're in Al's breakfast nook and butler pantry.
Al is Troncalli's late brother. She inherited his house.
Look at this bathroom. Is this the most gorgeous thing you've ever seen?
There is a urinal in here. And let's just say Troncalli and a man she once dated appreciated it.
I'd be on the bathroom pee-peeing, and he'd be standing right there pee-peeing. It was hilarious, and we were both pee-peeing at the same time. It's fun.
Well, and nobody has to wait for the bathroom to be freed up.
Right.
For couples, the discussion about whether to put a urinal in the house usually goes something like this.
Would you like a urinal in your bathroom?
Yes.
You said yes?
Yes.
I've always thought about having one in the bathroom because it does use less water. And it's like jet, you know, and it's gone.
Okay. So, does the wife say?
No.
Marcy Jones manages the showroom at GLS Plumbing Supply in Birmingham. She says she sold a few.
Not often, but occasionally. It would be for the man cave in the basement where the man's going to be all the time, and this is something he's always wanted in his home, and the wife says, okay, fine, we'll do it downstairs.
I asked her why they're so uncommon.
Because most women do not want urinals in their master bath.
But even though they haven't caught on in homes, urinals, in one form or another, have been around for centuries. The French even made them sound elegant. Andrew Howe teaches history at La Sierra University.
The first pissoirs, as they were called, which were actually just barrels, believe it or not, were instituted under Napoleon III in the 1840s. This was part of his attempt to sort of clean up Paris.
Fast forward about 25 years. The United States, right after the Civil War, Howe says there was a huge population explosion and workers took to the factories. Dumping urine by hand into rivers and behind bushes was impractical and gross. So Howe says in 1866, a guy named Andrew Rankin patented today's urinal, which connected to a sewage system.
A lot of these factories and business owners put in bathrooms, and the urinal was much more space-saving than a sit-down toilet. So particularly as much of the workforce was male, urinals made a lot of sense.
But wives were usually the ones making decisions about the home. And why would they choose to have a urinal? Since it can't replace a toilet, it was a luxury item many women still don't like.
I think it's ugly. I think it's absolutely ugly.
Now, remember our question asker, Mike Dolan, and that buddy he mentioned with 4 boys? Well, Michelle Marsden in Berryville, Virginia, is their mother. She says there's no way she'd put a urinal in the house.
I asked Mike if he ever cleans toilets or if he's ever cleaned a urinal.
The answer was no. But let's get to the big question. Does a urinal save money? We go to John Kohler. He's an engineer who studies the water efficiency of toilets and other fixtures.
The savings was not that much in terms of dollars on your water bill.
Kohler says it's true, urinals do use less water. But he says the savings with a urinal would be less than $40 a year. So your best bet?
I would say get a dual flush toilet.
It saves money, it saves water, and guys, it'll save you grief from the ladies. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And if you've got a question about bathrooms or anything else, we've got a place where you can ask it at marketplace.org.